Cha-ching! That's the sound of a new sale when you use Shopify, the all-in-one e-commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Covering all your sales channels, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com.au/dill to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/dyl, all lowercase. Hey guys, Dill here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't.
Clubby Sports.
Yes, welcome back to the minis, ladies and gentlemen. Gee whiz, there's a lot to get through. Look at this run sheet, might be a bloody longy. Moff, how are you, son?
Yeah, good, mate, how are you?
Mate's a loose term that we haven't been using together, have we?
Yeah, companion, colleague.
Compadre.
Acquaintance.
Yeah, it works.
Work associate.
Can you feel the tension?
Yeah, that's why I'm separating the two of you. I said to Darcy, I said, mate, sit me in the middle because these two might get a little...
Bulls might lock horns.
Yeah, we'll get through that today, heated. Don't worry. I've moved on. I've got plenty of other things to worry about in my life. But William, how are you?
Very good, Dylan. How are you?
You're working hard today.
Yeah, mate. You think I'm bloody hardly working. Dylan, for context, let me tell you the story, Moff, because this is how it truly went.
I'm working with peanuts at this joint, honestly. I'll get to that. I'll talk about that in a minute too.
We had a meeting. We filmed a video after our meeting. Filmed it, and I said, Dale, can you airdrop me the footage so I can put in an edit? He's like, yeah, man, like absolutely. We'll edit it this afternoon. Comes over to me. He's like, where's the bloody edit? And I said, mate, I haven't got the fucking footage. What do you expect? I'm fucking Houdini over here. I just pull shit out of my ass.
Fuck me, mate. I swear to God, these kids these days, they come with the... I don't know what you guys are doing, playing fucking Lego or some shit, but you need to work. I'm playing chess. You guys are playing checkers. This is... I don't know what's going on in this joint, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll get to that later. But how are you, young bull?
Yeah, good. Feeling good. Footy's back in Melbourne on this weekend. Body
are you looking for someone to go to the footy with?
Yeah, I'm
really
desperately looking for someone to go to the footy with. Just want to enjoy Melbourne football with a special someone.
It's going to be good to get the footy back. I'm excited. I love when it gets a bit colder and you watch it on the TV and the fire on with your mates.
And you go to the pub.
What did you think of opening round? Do you like it or did you not?
Shit house.
Yeah.
Fucking hated it.
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares?
If it's not in Melbourne, fuck it off.
I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, it's not bloody rugby league, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There's bloody margarita pizzas are just here and then way down here is bloody round zero.
Yeah,
and we know how much I hate margaritas.
We found that out last week. Darcy, how are you, you young bull?
I'm good, mate. Thanks for addressing me. I've been sitting here quietly just waiting to get involved in the conversation.
Mate.
Delicious.
There was just a lot of excuses coming from these two young bulls.
Hey, Will, back to Dill's incompetence around the office.
Yeah.
What I tend to do is every time he takes a nap on the couch, I just get a photo of that. Just document, take a few receipts.
Yeah.
So when he says, where's this?
If you worked as hard as I would, you'd need a nap. But the amount of fucking table tennis you blokes
play,
it's pretty easy.
I'm sleepy. I'm sleepy. I'm tired.
Oh, it's a funny
I'm a
place.
Kid.
We'll get to that. Don't worry. Hey, you know what's serious though? If you felt the toxicity of this workplace, guess what? You can work here. Because, in all seriousness,
tell Dylan.
We have a really exciting opportunity. Coming our way.
Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, I will, mate. Yeah. Let me get to it.
Okay.
So
he's on one today.
Fucking danced around for 30 seconds.
Well, we have a very exciting opportunity for a young bull or bullette out there to be coming to our...
Bullfriend.
To be coming to work at Producy, to Kloss Clubby Sports, Producy... and all our social media accounts, we are looking for a social media coordinator. Now, titles are fickle, titles are funny. I don't even know what the title is. That's the LinkedIn title. But for this role, basically just need someone who is addicted to TikTok, addicted to Instagram, is good at organization, systems and processes, has technically, hopefully worked in this place before, in this sort of field before, and we need someone to come into the business and help elevate what we're doing. We do so much good content, I hope, but we are drowning in work and edits at the moment. And as I said, Will takes about 6 hours to do one video. So if we could have some more support in that place, it would be fantastic to let us shine, let the whole business shine more. And we'd be an integral role working with Will and Mon and myself and all the team here. But we're really excited about it to hopefully find someone to be able to add to the team that is an absolute wizard at coordinating social media, knows all the trends, the algorithms
the
and
dances.
All those bits and pieces. The dances. We want to do is definitely do some more dances.
That was the big one for you.
Dylan
you
loves viral to get TikTok dances.
That's it. Yeah. He comes in and he's like, can anyone teach me this dance? Like, mate, we
and
don't
why
know,
has so. My video not gone viral?
Yeah, exactly.
Why has it not gone
well,
viral?
Well, I think my algorithm's broken. So yeah. I'm actually looking to find someone who can help fix my algorithm.
You got shadow banned.
I think I'm shadow banned on TikTok.
You're
going to
buy their algorithm.
No views, no likes. There's something wrong with that.
We need to hit the trends.
Yeah, we need to hit the trends. So we're really excited. That is going to be live on LinkedIn. By the time you listen to this pod, it'll probably be up there. So have a check it out. It's on LinkedIn. Search Producy. It'll have our jobs for there and apply and see what happens.
And connect yourself with me while you're over there.
Oh, that's
just
great.
Just on LinkedIn. Yeah, just on LinkedIn.
What are you offering on LinkedIn these days?
Oh, I just show bits and pieces of what I've been doing as a content creator.
What'd you say? What'd you type in? Hey, today I filmed a video and didn't fucking do anything with it.
Hey, my boss spent 6 hours on his phone and still didn't airdrop me any clips. So, yeah. Time management? We work on that. Anyway,
so we're very, very excited for that. In all seriousness, you know, we love each other here and we have fun, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
We do. It's a lot of fun.
We do. We have a lot of fun.
Of course. Making clear. Other news. Guys, girls, nans, pas, mums and dads, and everyone else out there, gather round. Tickets are on sale at 10 a.m. Adelaide time, 10:30 Melbourne time. And work it out, the rest of you. I don't know what else times there are out there, but WA, Queensland, whatever time you're on, that's the times they're on. We have the link in the bio of all the podcasts, Clubby Sports, Dylan Friends, Dill Buckley. Go out there because we are doing a Gather Round Dylan Friends live show. Bloody hell, fuck me sideways.
It's exciting.
I'm really excited for
yeah.
this.
Like, should be good.
Really excited for this.
Yeah.
You're going to be there.
I'll be there. Yeah. Getting the bus up with the clubby crew. And
yeah, you're opening, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm opening.
You're
opening
the show.
Dude, do you want to maybe give a bit more insight around what the show actually is?
Nah, just get the tickets.
Okay.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Who knows?
Yeah, fair.
Nah, Lots of special guests.
It's actually a very good show, surprisingly. It's a Dylan Friends live show, but the start, we've got the Rezzies opening, then myself will come on, do a bit of a show. I've got some AFL players that we'll be playing in Gather Round on. I'll leave to just tease who they are. We actually do have them locked in, but I'll leave.
Big names, though.
They are big
Football
names.
Football and Friends.
Brian Taylor is a bit of a household name.
Where are we?
That will be on the show. Our friends from Kick It Forward will be there as well.
Oh, beautiful.
It's going to be really, really cool, to be honest. So make sure you get down. It's at the Space Theatre. So the Wednesday before the
first game.
Oh, but you can't go to the boxing. Were you planning on going to the boxing?
I was going to see Conti. Damn it.
Well, unfortunately, you won't be able to go to both. It's the Dylan Friends live shows on that night.
Fuck.
So we are competing with the boxing.
Yeah.
But we'll be bloody boxing it up on stage as well.
Well, that's a hint that Kane Corns isn't going to be there. So
I love Kane Corns.
Yeah, as we all should.
what are you going against Kane Corns?
I've got nothing against him. I'm just saying he won't be one of the special guests.
Oh, okay. Good save.
I'm not saying anything bad about him.
Yeah, you shit yourself there, Will. No, it's exciting. I'm really pumped for that. So, guys and girls, if you're keen, come say good day. We're all going to be there having a bit of fun and really excited for this one. I haven't been to Adelaide for yonks.
You know what they call Adelaide? Radelaide.
Yeah, Radelaide.
Yeah, I have heard that. Why is that?
Because it's just a rad time.
So here's the joke, Dill. You put the R in front of Adelaide and it spells Radelaide. Yeah. And rad's a cool term that we use these days. So.
Yeah, Gen Z.
We.
Yeah, we. Us youngins.
Yeah. Table tennis crew.
No, I'm not a part of that table tennis crew.
Okay. It's good. Well, I'm excited to get over to Radelaide. Never heard of that one before. And it's going to be an awesome show. So get together.
Right.
Wow. Oh boy.
Is he okay?
Hey, you're going to be wearing one of those Tony Robbins
no.
mic packs,
aren't you? We're not doing that.
A Gary V live show.
With the pack in your back pocket.
No.
You just get the laser pointer.
Yeah, it's one of the Xbox.
Can we buy Dill a laser pointer,
please? Oh, I'll have a clicker.
Yeah,
don't worry about that.
Just in his pocket with his hand. Oh, that's changed.
No, we won't be doing that. Moving on. So last week we've had a lot of messages about this, and there was a lot of swaying into the favour. This is Kangaroo Court. This is the moment that we have a discussion about what took place at this monstrosity of a situation.
Okay. This is great though, to be honest.
Is Order. It? I don't like bringing this
the
show.
The mayonnaise that was put on last week's pod was outstanding.
Wow. I'll
give you that. And I was actually chatting to Will earlier. You've backtracked in your story.
Why?
This week.
Why? What happened?
Off the podcast.
Court is in session. Here we go.
So it started, right?
Okay. Order.
So just the way this works, young Moffley, just to give context to everyone out there, is what you do on podcasts is you give context to the story so people know what we're talking about. last week, we spoke about the... What's his name again?
Frederick...
Frederick Aganio.
Yeah.
And there was a concert. Moff bought some tickets. He wanted me to come. There's some information that I've actually left out that I've got up my sleeve for later. Don't worry about that. And he ended up having a better option with Darcy to go on the ground floor. Wanted me to go with his two mates. I said, I don't even know.
Three mates, isn't it?
Three mates. No, and Mon.
No.
Okay, we'll get to that. we'll get to that. Wanted to go with the old mates. I said, well, I don't really want to fucking go with your mates. I don't know them. So I went and hung out with my son instead, which was a better night anyway. So that's where we're
that's
at.
That's good though.
Yeah. So what's your recollections of what happened?
Of the story?
Mm.
Yeah, so to go back, when I was going to try and get tickets, I was just trying to get them for my mates.
Yeah.
At the start.
And I'm not one of those,
and,
am I?
You are.
I'm not a mate.
No, but like the group of friends that I've been listening to, anyway, for a while, me and Darcy were always like, all right, well, if we get a ticket, we'll look after each other because we've been listening to him a bit. Anyway, I got in. Mon actually gave me her laptop to get the tickets. So... she handed it over, I got tickets, and then you came in and you were like, did you get tickets? And I'm like, yeah. You asked, could I come? And I, of course, said yes. I said, you could come. And then Mon said, well, if Dylan's going, can I go? Because I got the tickets. I'm like, okay, yeah, you can come as well. Because my group, we figured out that we had more tickets. So like, yep, let's do it.
So I've just inserted myself into this. Is that where we're...
Not inserted, but you asked it. Like, okay. But I was like, 100%.
Yep. Are you listening to this?
I'm listening loud and clear.
It's going to be a great night. Anyway, so it's going to be you, me, Mon, and one of my mates, which was going to be fine. It was going to be a good night. We were going to see Darcy. And then Darcy approached me saying that he had a GA ticket. And
general admission.
Yeah, obviously.
Thanks for clarifying.
On the floor.
On the floor.
Standing.
So the other ones are seated.
Prime position.
Seated, yes. Thank you.
So for a Fred Again super fan, that the GA is the...
It's the mecca.
The mecca.
Yeah. It's where you can bump and grind.
Yeah.
And we can't undersell how much of a fan Moff is here. There were points where he was the only one singing in the stadium.
Singing to songs with no lyrics?
You don't even know.
Yeah.
So Moff.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Honestly, I wouldn't think I'm a selfish person, and I put it this way. I did get you a ticket, and you were going to go with Mon, but I did get the opportunity to go GA, and sometimes you just got to be selfish in these things.
Okay. So I was like, let me take you back. I appreciate your honesty, and it means a lot. Let me take you back to a week earlier.
We got some receipts.
A week earlier, what did we do?
Oh, June. I know. And this is the thing. I did feel bad. You don't have to undersell the fact that I did feel bad.
We'll talk. What happened at June?
Yeah, you asked me to come out and watch June the week before. And it was a great night. And I appreciated it.
Gold class.
Yeah.
Couple beers.
Yeah, you did.
Honeycomb chocolate ice creams.
Did
popcorns.
Did this at all come out of Moff's pocket?
It didn't.
As an expenses paid
but
trip.
But
that's not the point. It's just the point that I wanted. I wanted to spend time.
Yeah.
So for me, it's never about the money. It's about the principle.
I can
tell. That's what hurt me.
Yeah.
So I'm choking up.
But the thing is,
I think what we do here, we shake hands.
Respect each other, move on, and let's become friends again.
I'd love that.
So you guys friends again?
Yeah, they're friends.
Oh, that's nice.
They're friends.
There's a handshake.
If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify. the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase. Alrighty, let's get to the top threes. New segment. It's a big one. What did we have last week? Pizzas?
We had pizzas.
Didn't that tip some people off?
Divided a nation.
Fucking hated.
Yeah.
Yes. Divided a lot of people. And then you went out and started rolling up your pizza.
Hey, a lot of people actually got around that, though. They liked the roll-up pizzas.
I can get around that. I'm a folder. And, you know, that's the natural progression from folding
just backs
to rolling.
In, just backs in the sandwich call that I made about your margarita.
What, burrito, really, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, bread on
pizza's
the
outside. Pizza's so good, though. Jeez, I had some good pizzas on the weekend. I think it'd have to be up there with my favourite food.
We can do that for another top three. But what's the top three topic today,
Top three
Dylan?
Topic this week is top 3 days of the week.
Ooh, like this.
Now, as always, criteria is what you make
it's
of it.
It's up to you how you justify that.
But I'm going to put in a little suggestion here. Do we go, like, a time during that day?
No.
Okay, good. Just didn't think
days.
So.
Days of the week. You can tell what that is. So, top 3 days of the week. Number one day for me, and you might think I'm joking with this, my favourite day of the week is Wednesday.
Okay. Hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Love it. I just think it's such a... You're in the flow of the week. You're humming. You've had a big Monday, Tuesday. You're in the middle of the week, and you just know that there's good things to come. You're firing. But once you're done with Wednesday, you're all downhill from there.
Mm-hmm. Downhill,
it's all downhill. It's all easy smoothing. Yeah, you're on a skateboard, just downhill from there.
Yeah, no, I respect that.
No pebbles in the trail of riding downhill. My number one day, it was tough between the top two, but my number one day is Friday.
Yeah,
ooh. And this is purely off. You've already worked from Monday through to Thursday. Friday, you wake up and you know, I've got 2 days after this where I can do sweet fuck all.
Yeah.
And I can just have it to myself.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you might even go dabble in a few cold ones with some mates.
Like some apple juices or something.
Yeah, apple juices. Yeah.
There's always a bit of a buzz on a Friday, I reckon. Yeah. There's a buzz.
There is a buzz. And it's, I love that buzz.
Speaking of like your productivity today, that's similar to like Moff and Darcy on a Friday. Like, not much gets done around here on a Friday in terms of like work.
So you're not in Wednesday mood either. You're still trying to get up.
I'm still trying to like get everyone going to the weekend.
Yeah, the long weekend's probably taking us a while to adjust to. But yeah, Friday number one for me.
Normally it's a long weekend when you work here because Friday's just the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Not for me. I do bonus days, man.
Yeah. My first favorite day.
Yeah, Friday for me as well. I'm massive on Friday. I love Friday night because you can go out and see all your mates and then wake up and you still got 2 days.
Yeah. So. We had a good little Friday lunch the other day too down in the corner. We had the pizzas.
It was great to get an invite to that.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah.
I don't think...
Neither of them
I think Darcy bought like his own takeaway. Yeah. Like, never bring takeaway lunch on Friday.
Yeah.
It was like $14 pizza and pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down at the pub. So
I
we went down
Palmer,
there.
I got a $15 as well. It was good.
Very good. So we did that on Friday. It was fun. Darce, favourite day?
I had Friday in the three, but my number one is Saturday.
Yeah.
Love waking up on a Saturday morning.
For good reasons.
You know, you get your exercise in and then the day is yours.
The best thing about a Saturday, I must say, and it's not actually in my top three, but the best thing about a Saturday is waking up on a Saturday early and then you go, oh my God, I can still do this again tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a great feeling of that, like going, oh, I've got 48 hours of this.
Last two weekends, Moff, Zach and I woke up 7 a.m. run. Into our recovery at Salt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Into brunch at Cheeky's.
Cheeky Monkey.
Oh, yeah, so good.
Elite.
Gee whiz.
Not much of a better breakfast than Cheeky Monkey in Melbourne.
What do you get there?
I get the chili scramble.
Yeah, strong.
Fucking yummy.
I might have to indulge with you boys in a Cheeky Monkey brekkie or two.
Yeah, well,
come on down for a Saturday.
Definitely, we'd love that.
Yeah.
We'd love that.
I'll roll the arm over.
Yeah. My second favourite day, Sunday. I think Sunday for me, and what is crucial every Sunday, and it's a little bit's changed. Well, not much has changed because I would do this anyway before having Max, but even more important now that I've got Max, is when he goes down for his second nap, which is usually around like 1 or 2 o'clock, when Max goes down for a nap, Dad goes down for a nap.
Oh,
and I just curl up on the couch.
Little reset button on
Little Dylan. Reset. Normally the pre-game of Fremantle's about to come on in Perth. And I'm just sitting there listening to Dermy.
Yes.
And
it's fantastic. Nice how you sync up your naps with Max.
Oh, I sync them up.
Because you do that during the week too. Like a yeah. Thursday.
I'm a big nap guy. I think it helps my
parents. Hit the couch.
Can't tell.
Doze off.
Yeah. Well, be honest. How many times have you guys seen me play table tennis in the last year?
I've never seen
once. Maybe.
Never played. I have not played in over a year and a half. I'd rather spend that time on the couch resting. So I like to rest on the couch. You guys like to play table tennis. Know what gives you energy? That gives me a bit of energy.
Yeah, I like it.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Thanks. Second day for you?
Probably Saturday. For all the reasons that you were saying, Darcy, about a Saturday, you can wake up, you can get your exercise in, and then on waking up on the Sunday, you've still got a little bit to play with on the weekend. So, yeah, Saturday.
I'm with you. Saturday all the way, second. So, Darth?
Might have all been covered. I'd Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But
I love what you do during the week.
Yeah, Darcy loves it's days original. Off, guys.
I'd say honourable mention would be a Thursday.
Yeah.
Like a Thursday.
That's my third.
Yeah.
Thursday's great too, because I think like Wednesday, Thursday, it's just like you're in them going, this is fantastic. Let's dominate these. And Thursday's normally my very, it just always works out that Thursday's my very low day of work. Or like not work, but my never really recording on Thursdays. So it's if I am going to play golf midweek, that's the day that I get out.
Yeah, I think a Thursday for me is my third. Especially now that football is taking a lot more Thursday games.
I agree.
Because it's just...
It makes the weekend feel longer.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? When the footy's on Thursday, it feels like it's only a Friday. Then you're like, oh, so this good. Is okay.
Because when you come back into work on the Friday, if you are working on the Friday, it's just a little footy chat on the Friday morning from Thursday.
Did you see bloody Dustin Martin last night?
How about bloody Kurnow's goal? That was big from 50. But yeah, that's what I love about Thursdays. What about you, Moffle?
So third favourite day of the week.
Yep.
Monday is a weird one because it is good because you get to see everyone. Oh. But it is also like...
He's a wholesome young man. Isn't
he's
he?
Good.
Yeah. I was going to say Monday, but I didn't think anyone would like that.
I feel like Monday's a good working here.
Yeah.
It's
nice to see everyone on Monday.
It is nice.
What about when we work weekends and we don't get a break from each other?
It's Monday's even better. You just get to see everyone again.
The weekend keeps going.
Yeah. That's the thing. I actually treat the weekend midweek and the only weekdays when we're away.
Yeah. And I learned something once. There was a quote from, might have been David Goggins, who's saying, if you don't like Monday, fuck off. Because you know what? You don't want to
live. He said that, did he?
That might have been paraphrased. That might have been paraphrased. But I think if you're living for the weekends, live for Monday, brother.
That's it.
Get up and start. Get at it.
That's it.
Get at it. Film a video in the morning. Don't edit it all day and then just like jump
just
on
let
a
let it sit there.
Yeah.
It's good. Influencers.
Yeah, get the footage 2 minutes before you jump on a mini and just fucking get yelled at. I love it. I love Wednesdays.
It's fantastic. Hey, speaking of our podcast, the Rezzies are back.
The Rezzies are back, fit and firing. Yeah. Getting into footy season soon, so stay tuned for a bit of Wattle Park Animals stuff, but more AFL players to come.
Love that.
Well.
Moff, 200 plus.
200 plus is back.
My favourite.
The lawyers tried to get us last week, but we're back and we're running and we're humming. So it was a good ep.
It's actually a very funny show. I listened to it this morning. Very funny. Butts calls me Snake Eyes.
Oh, God.
It's actually the funniest.
It's so good.
Ever.
It's so good.
Snake Eyes.
Moff, so funny.
Moff, why don't you tell everyone what Butts did during your edit last night?
Yeah, so the record's at about 7 p.m. And it was about an hour and a half last night, so it was a big ep. We had a lot to chew through. So we finished about 8:30, and I have to edit that, so it's out in the morning for Wednesday morning. And I'm just editing, and Buttsy's gone, grabbed a six-pack of Melbourne's, and come up and just sat at the end of my desk, just listening,
beautiful.
Drinking cans, because I'm editing out loud, so he's just going, and he's just giving me those looks like,
yes, Buttsy did well.
Yes, Buttsy.
Yes.
He's a unique talent.
He's very unique.
He's so very good. Funny at the start when he's like, he said, about that because Drapes and Chom are both in the VFL at the moment. Yeah. And he's like, when am I have to gonna call Biggie Newen and Kyle Latham to see who's coming on the show?
So he's very good. So give that
very
a listen.
Good. Very good. Give that a listen. And Tradie's back as well. We also had Mitch Cleary on Footy and Friends the other night. But yeah, obviously him with Sam McClure. Very, very good. That's about it. Hey, before we go, obviously Perth.
Yeah.
Jesus. Wow. What's going to be going on at the moment?
Who's going on tour?
The lads are going on tour.
Yeah, that'll be nice for you,
really
boys.
Excited about. Yeah. We're flying out on Friday. We get in. Going to Ollie.
Yep.
Going to the Kick It Forward live show.
Yep.
Saturday morning, we're doing the Run Club. Saturday night, we're doing... Sorry, Saturday 4 p.m.
Wembley.
6 p.m., we're having beers with everyone. Then 7 to 8 p.m., we're doing the live show. Sunday, we're going to Ollie's shop in Northbridge.
Yep, 11
at
to
11
1.
To 1.
Be able to get your merch there.
Get your merch there.
Great
and
merch
have
as
a
well.
Coffee Unreal in that with merch. Everyone.
How do we go with the paella? Or paella.
I didn't think we got the paella. Yeah, I'm not sure we got it because it's 11
you're
to
be
1.
Flat.
So
you're gonna be...
I think we're just doing coffees instead. But I'm absolutely pumped for that. And if you are in WA and you want to get down, make sure you check out our Instagram. We've just posted a yellow tile that says Daff Heads West, and it says everything we're doing, locations, times, and everything too. So make sure you come down, say good day. And if you are in Perth, maybe just to finish off, let me know about the Moth and the Fred again and who you think's in the right and wrong.
Maybe we should get Harry from Kick It Forward. He's Harry's big house.
Yes.
Have the final say on it.
I reckon we do that.
He'll bring in the gavel and
I reckon we do that from Kick It Forward, yeah.
Bring in some justice.
Yeah.
Although you guys did make up, I think.
We have made up. Oh, I see both sides. To be honest, I would be more upset if I actually wanted to go. Like, I was going just because I want to hang out with my mates.
Yeah. If I'm honest, if I had my time again, I probably...
I would have reacted differently too.
No, I probably wouldn't have gone to the GA, so...
Bullshit. You know the best part of it? Is Zach ended up going with Lauren.
I know. So Zach...
he had the best time of his life.
So Zach and his beautiful partner, Lauren, ended up taking the tickets because I cracked it and had a great time.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Silver lining.
At least it's a silver lining.
Hey, I got a message here from Mon as well. We're doing a Run Clubby next week.
What aren't we fucking doing?
Oh, we've fucking got a bit on. Jeez. Next week, Wednesday the 20th of March.
That's at the MCG, isn't it?
At the G.
That's my old home.
And what time is that deal?
That is at 6 p.m.
Very good.
First four runners get massages from Moth.
Yeah,
so
yeah. First four massages. Yeah, agree. First four people down get massages wherever they
are. Let's
go
early, Will. Hey?
Yeah, let's get
early. Why are you giving those eyes, Darcy?
Yeah, like, don't worry.
Crack
a
dawn,
yeah.
I'll see you there,
very
Darcy.
Very tight groins at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Adductors, yeah. I've been squatting.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah. I'm more of just the shoulders. I'm only familiar
with
those.
But when I run, my adductors get very tight.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I'm your guy, though.
You know, after a flight, I get very tight as well. So when we land in Perth, I'm going to need my personal masseuse.
Moff's the man.
Yeah, we'll have to do
Moff-seuse. It. Yes. Yes, beautiful. Moff-seuse.
It's a work trip, Moff. You just got to do these things.
Moff-seuse.
All right. Good times. Great classic podcast.
Leave that in.
No.
Let's stay in it.
Great times, great classic podcast. What the fuck?
I wouldn't be upset if no one listens ever again.
I might title it that.
Please don't. Anyway, got to go. Jeremy Cameron's calling.
Thanks for listening to the mini. Cheers, guys.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends. And if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. And we'll chat to you soon, IllyXX. Thank you so much. If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify. The e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.